we are by the doctor's office. Let us enter. Excuse me? Good morning. Do you have an appointment with the doctor? With Dr. Krankorovich?
I'm sorry, I don't have an appointment with the doctor.
Oh, then I'm very sorry. You know, this doctor, he's a very good doctor. He has many patients waiting for him and no appointments today. I'm sorry, sir. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
No. Ma'am, how about if I give you a little bit of this? Is there any way we can find an appointment with the doctor today?
Well, let me take a look at the appointment book over here. And wait a second. How do you like that? There just so happens to be a cancellation. Or, a make cancellation. And we fit you in right now. Please walk down the hallway, make second door on height, and this doctor is waiting for you.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you very much. I'm happy we were able to find an appointment immediately. This is very important now.
Sure, of course. Very good now. Go on. Doctor is waiting for you.
Come on, Meryl. Follow me. We must take care of this.
I'm right here, Papa.
Ah, here we are. good day, Dr. Krankorovich. And how are you today?
Oh, Mr. Goldstein. Good afternoon. Welcome to my office. And what brings you here today? Do you have an appointment? Your son have checkup? Or perhaps he not feeling too well today?
Well, it's like this, doctor. My son just got notice that he has to report to the local draft office to be inscripted, to be drafted into the Tsar's army.
Uh-huh. Well, your son, he looks perfect for the Tsar's army. He look healthy, big, strong boy. He will be a very good soldier and fight for Mother Russia.
Well, that's not exactly the report I came here for. And how would the report go after you receive this? And by the way, there's more where this came from, if necessary.
Uh-huh. Well, this, of course, was my first glance at your son. Of course, now I have to give more thorough investigation. Examination. You understand? So, young man, please, step forward. Good. Now, please, pick up your right foot.
Like this?
Perfect. Now, try walking with one foot up and one foot down.
You mean you want me to limp? Like this?
Perfect. You see, this is a very big problem. You see, you cannot be soldier in the army walking with limp. This is very not good. You understand?
Yes, of course. What else is wrong with my son that he cannot be in the Tsar's army?
Well, I'm not finished my examination. We have to make a little more thorough. So, young man, please, put your right hand on your right eye.
I should cover my right eye?
Yes, precisely.
Like this?
Yes. Now, please tell me, how many eyes can you see from right now?
I can only see from my left eye because you told me to cover my right eye.
You see, this is a very big problem because in Tsar's army, you have to see with two eyes and you only now see with one eye. This very big problem is here with your son, Mr. Goldstein. I don't think that your son can go to Tsar's army with one foot like this, one foot like that, can only see out of left eye. This big problem. This not good material for a soldier, for Tsar's army. I'm going to have to write all this down and you should to supervising officer that this boy, he no good for army. You understand, Mr. Goldstein? And just make sure that you don't bring the boy with you. Just the paper. That's all.
Yeah, yeah, Yes, yes, please, please. I need an official note stating that with your signature on the bottom. And of course, I'll leave you a little bit more of this, you know.
Yes, yes. Now this gives very large signature. And, okay, let me write it all up. Okay, Mr. Goldstein, this is all finished now. Take the paper, and good luck, Mr. Goldstein. Nice to see you.
Thank you, Doctor. I knew I can count on you. Thank you, and be well. Come on, Beryl. I must go deliver this note to the main office in town. You go on ahead at home.
I will, Papa. Thank you.